Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Random Heathen Ramblings podcast, where we discuss all sorts of things Germanic heathenry related. My name is Jesse, and I'm your host. Let's get into it.
Gjallveitir Workshop is dedicated to the old ways, offering a wide selection of animist ritual supplies, divination tools, altar goods, and home decor, including premium reindeer hides imported from traditional herders in northern Finland. Whether you're just starting your spiritual journey or looking to expand your collection with a custom drum, we have everything you need. Visit our online store at gjallveitir.com and discover the beauty of mountain spirit.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, folks, we're back again with a returning guest this week. As you all may probably know, I've got quite the backlog of guests lined up all the way out into now May. I'm still going through and booking people out that far into the future. So thank you to everybody who has expressed an interest and emailed me with your availability, your topics of interest. It's greatly appreciated, and it makes for fun content. I think it makes for good dialogue. We get to talk about things that, you know, I learn stuff, you learn stuff, we all learn stuff, right? Everybody learning. And that's always fun and good, and I appreciate all that. So if I haven't gotten to your email yet, if you're listening to this and, you know, there might be an email in my inbox that I haven't responded to yet, I will get to you. Like, for example, I know I've got one at the time of this recording that I have yet to respond to because it came in over the weekend and I have been out of town for, I just got back in today at the time of this recording. More on that to come. We'll actually be talking a bit about what I mean by that on today's episode, which is, again, going to be featuring a return guest, my good friend and brother, Patrick Walsh, from the Heilung Mental Spiritual Support Group. I believe that's how we say it. Yeah, the Heilung Mental / Spiritual Support Group. It is a safe space for all people, all types. It, obviously, the Heilung name would suggest that it is very focused on Heilung topics. They've got their North American tour coming up where they've added some dates to the Red Rocks show or added some dates in addition to the Red Rocks show. Coming up later this year. And then after that, it has been announced that they are not coming back to the United States to tour, as they put it, for the foreseeable future. Now, I can only hope, right, that that means that they are taking some much-deserved time off and maybe focusing on writing new material. Kind of makes sense to do. You don't want to tour on the same stuff all the time. And they, I think, are probably due for some new songs, some new rituals, right? So that's exciting. We got that to look forward to. But if you are wanting to see Heilung here in the United States, there are limited dates, limited tickets. Now, I'm sure, as you probably know, their popularity, you know, tickets sell out quick. Some places probably have already sold out, at least by now. So check them out on Facebook or on their website. I think it's AmplifiedHistory.com to see what's left and where you might be able to go. But yeah, Patrick's going to be coming on here. But he's the admin. He's the founder of the, you know, the Heilung Mental and Spiritual Support Group. So it is a safe space for all types of people, with the focus being on mental health, spiritual health, and the awareness of those types of things. You know, so what we wanted to do today is talk about some things that are relatively close to him and I. You know, we want to talk about things around animism and land connectivity, and how these types of things can be instruments or tools to help us heal from past wounds. All right. So this is going to be one of those types of episodes. We're going to be talking about some things that I'm sure for a lot of us out here listening and watching today hits very close to home. So I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on the topic. There will be a Q&A, or not a Q&A, but there'll be like a, yeah, like a Q&A for those of you listening on Spotify at the end of this episode, or on this episode, I should say. It won't appear at the end. It'll just be there when you're listening. You can go pull it up on your app and tap on the Q&A banner. But for those of you watching here on Patreon, feel free to drop a comment down below with ways that you find to help heal your past wounds, or wounds that you've received from things that have happened in the past. You know, not sure how visceral we're going to get today. You know, we might be talking on some topics that could be, you know, fair warning, trigger warning type of deal. Not sure yet. But I know with Patrick's past, he's very candid when it comes to talking about things that are pertaining to his past, you know, and so that might be something that, you know, for you listeners or watchers to hear, viewers that are, you know, when it comes to like drug abuse or stuff like that, you know, if it's a trigger for you, just fair warning, that may come up on this episode. But yeah, we wanted to talk about how animistic practices and connecting to the land can help us work through that healing process. He is very active with his land connectivity practices in his area. I, of course, am very active with mine. Again, that topic, what I mentioned earlier about why I was out of town all weekend. Well, I don't say all weekend, but while I was out of town all day and not responding to emails, more on that to come. And it's about that sort of thing, the animism and land connectivity and all that. So I do want to, real quick before we get into the show, give a very special thanks and shout out to all of my patrons here on Patreon, you guys and gals out here that have found it in your heart to pledge monetary support by giving a dollar to be able to watch these videos. It's much better for me to do it this way than it is to put it out on YouTube. And I greatly appreciate you guys and gals out here wanting to do that. So to all of my Carl and above tier patrons, thank you so very much. And thank you to Taylor, who is an Aesir tier patron, for coming on to the first one-on-one chat / discussion on the third Thursday of every month. So last week's once a month kind of touch base. Taylor is an Aesir tier patron. So in addition to getting those once a month check-ins and monthly rune draws, the top tier patrons on Patreon, the Aesir tier, get, I think, merchandise shipped to them 4 times a year. So anyway, thank you all so much for that. Be sure to check the Linktree link in the description and show notes of this podcast for all of my stuff, including Patreon, but all of the social links, my merchandise, all of the ways that you can support this podcast and what I do with Midgard Musings. All the links are down there, so be sure to check it out. And also check out Patrick's Facebook group, the Heilung Mental Spiritual Support Group on Facebook, if that's your jam. So without further ado, let's welcome Patrick into the show. He is my good friend, my good brother, and always here in a pinch. Anytime I need him, barring major circumstances, he's always eager to get on the show and rap with me for a bit. So thank you, Patrick. Thank you all for listening and watching today. Let's get into this topic of healing our past wounds through animism and land connectivity. All right, folks, we are joined back with my good friend and brother, Patrick Walsh, who I mentioned earlier is a return guest to the podcast, almost as if it's like a co-host in a way. Like, you're so quick to be available, man, and I appreciate that about you, just being willing and wanting to, you know, be on here and talk about things. And I, as I mentioned before, Patrick does admin the Heilung Mental Spiritual Support Group on Facebook. Do be sure to check out his group. It's a safe space. Yes, it's Heilung focused, but it's a safe space to kind of, you know, talk about things of a mental and spiritual health nature, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's just to deal with the day-to-day grind, but also important things to not suffer alone.
Yeah.
Sometimes that we need the company, you know, to be supported, you know.
Absolutely. And that's so much of what it is. It's a safe space of people to, even if it's not Highland related, like there's so much out there that gets shared in the group that I'm, you know, cause I'm in there too. And I see all the posts that come through, and it could be a funny meme or just something that makes somebody's day. You know what I mean?
Something you need to hear at the right time, at the right place.
Yeah.
That's something very special.
Yeah. So you're doing good stuff, man. And we appreciate what you do there in that capacity.
More than happy to do what I do. More than
happy. Welcome back.
Happy to be back. I'm always jumping at the opportunity. You said this, I'm like, oh yes, let's fucking do it. Let's make this happen.
No, it worked out.
Meet up a podcast.
It worked out perfect, didn't it? Just kind of the topic.
The God's work, you know, just as the Great Spirit works too, in wondrous ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I mean, like, I was already and prepared to go into. Because I had, you know, just for everybody listening, watching, like, as I mentioned earlier, before you came on, Patrick, but I was like, I've got people booked out all the way into May at this point on the show, right? So when we book our guests, we've got topics that the guests write in about and want to talk about. And this was an email that I had gotten last year, and we're getting around to my potential guest for this week, which wasn't you originally. It became you because we had a cancellation that we're going to have to reschedule for. But the topic I felt was good enough to keep on the schedule. And to my guest that's going to be coming on later on, this is not a slight. We'll revisit this plus the other things that they had wrote in about. So for all you listeners, watchers, right, like this isn't something that we're just tying off and putting into the archives. We'll probably be coming back to this later on at a future time, amongst other things. But the fact is I thought, who else could I invite on the show to talk about, you know, healing our wounds from the past through animism and land connectivity? Who else would be a prime guest to have on the show but Patrick? Because we connect in this sort of way. I know you do specifically, but like, we have a shared connectivity with this topic, don't we?
Absolutely, we do. I couldn't be more grateful for such an opportunity too.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, you, with all of the experiences that you have with, you know, because it kind of ties back to the whole, like, what you do with the Highland Group. It's focused on mental health, spiritual well-being, and a lot of the, I think, and maybe if you want to talk a little bit about it, but I think a lot of what people experience with their, you know, mental illness, spiritual strifes, and the things that kind of are not physical ailments, right? Not physical illnesses, but psychological, mental. So much of what those things are due to wounds that we've accumulated in the past. Would you say that's?
Absolutely. It's all interconnected. Just like anytime you get a sinus headache, it's not just your head, it's your nose, it's your ears, it's your mouth. It's all connected. Mm. And just anytime you're stressed out, you're not just stressed out, your body feels it too. And that's where we need to seek the opportunity to find a remedy, a solution. Be it contemporary or indefinite, is something we need to seek when we have something laid before us like that. Mm.
When you say contemporary, do you mean like modern?
Maybe a quick fix, maybe something that, you know, like a medicine or something that could give you the push or the stepping stone to get yourself in the right direction to point you towards where you need to go to.
Yeah, because I think that's important, right? I mean, obviously, with what we're talking about today, you know, we're probably going to lean more into the animistic and land connectivity parts of how we leverage that towards our healing. But it's not to take away from what is available through modern medicine. I mean, I personally feel like a lot of what modern medicine has to offer with, you know, pharmaceuticals do more harm than good, but I don't think that they are like 100% bad all the time. I think there's necessary and value to it, right? Like there's things about it that can definitely help.
But, and that kind of goes into very sacred medicine as well, too, is to each their own. Some people take the pharmaceuticals and do wonderful, or the person they're meant to be. But all the same, I'm not that breed, but I'm a breed who I went down that path too. I went down the road of pharmaceuticals. And ironically enough, it wasn't until I had a very, not so savory part of my past that I was addicted to opiates. I won't mention that substance specifically just to avoid any triggers. Anyone who's potentially watching right now or who is watching, but like, you know, it wasn't until then I caught myself in the most vulnerable period of my life that I'm like, okay, well, I severed ties with some things that I was taking. And I was taking substance to get myself weaning from the said addictive substance. So when I cut off ties from that said substance and also my pharmaceuticals afterwards, I heard nothing but high praises from my family and my dear friends, but also more importantly, myself. I was actually enabled and provided the opportunity to be happy, to feel the emotions, be it sad, happy, upset, or what have you. Just be alive and to feel the feels and embrace those feelings. And that's a very hard thing to adjust to, especially anyone who just lives day to day or just coming off of substance or whatever situation it is. Feeling the feelings is very difficult sometimes.
Do you think that some of the ways that the like modern medicine or the you know pharmaceutical lab created drugs and all that, do you think that those substances can also inhibit us from, like you say, feeling the feelings?
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
It's almost like a lot of what they do is desensitize us and separate us from what we actually need to heal. It's like it's blocking out everything, the good and the bad.
It's no coincidence at all. It's no coincidence at all that certain substances are more available than others. I won't dive into that topic particularly right now, but you know what I mean? You know,
well, we know. I mean, we're all adults.
Exactly,
like, you know, like,
exactly yeah. right. And that's to say, to each their own. If you ingest any substance at all, it's very important to bear in mind what you're walking into, what you hope to expect, and how it's going to affect you afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of the world today don't really do that due process. Just needed to appreciate what we're doing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I have to catch myself and make, well, Patrick, you're not always following by those rules. And I'll say that right now, I'm not. It's a work in progress. And that's something that used to be very aggravating, saying those words. But recently, it's a few other lessons too. It's like, you know what? If you have the chance to see that, don't just see it. Observe it. Understand it. And know where to go from there. Or at least entertain the ideas to do so.
Interesting. Yeah, I think a lot of times when we talk about the past and you know, wounds from the past. I mean, you could say, well, like physical wounds, right? Like I had an accident, you know, and now my leg's messed up or my back's messed up or my neck or my shoulder or whatever, right? Stuff like that. And that's a literal physical wound that, you know, you have to like go through rehabilitation for to strengthen that area, or maybe chiropractic methods or other sorts of medicine, right, to kind of strengthen or heal that area. And then we also get into, right, like the psychological wounds or the mental wounds or the spiritual wounds, things that have happened to us that we don't bear those wounds on our skin, on our flesh. It's not something that you could look at somebody and tell, that's a wounded person. you know,
it's deep inside of you,
you know, and but how much of what we do on a day-to-day basis is externalizing those wounds, right? How we talk to people, how we behave, the habits that we, you know, maybe indulge in or participate in, right? How much of that type of behavior is a reflection on the wound that we're trying to heal?
And it takes a great deal of courage and effort to even acknowledge those harsh truths and realizations, be it our past or our current situation, or maybe in the future, mm-hmm. or what we could be leading ourselves into the future if we don't take the necessary steps to accommodate that situation and to be our best selves.
Do you think that the folks that have had, like, do you think that physical wounds, right, whether it's through an accident or through other means, right, do you think that, because kind of what's on the line of the topic, right, is healing the wounds of the past through such things as animistic practices and land connectivity. Do you think that there's any merit to adopting or exploring those practices to heal the physical? Like, do you
know, is it necessary? It's required, in my personal opinion, especially being on the path that you and I share. And I'm assuming a vast majority of us who's watching this, absolutely, it's very necessary and required sometimes to put ourselves in the element that which we came from, Mother Yord, our earth, our sacred planet that we dwell, to really separate ourselves from the day-to-day grind, the day-to-day hogwash. I'm trying to not to curse too much here, but like,
you're,
you know,
fine.
Just,
go for it.
Cool.
I'm not on
all
YouTube.
Right, awesome. Cool. Yeah, good deal. Yeah. So all the day-to-day bullshit.
Family friendly, but hey, guess what? There's families that are, you know, it's real life. So like, I don't
exactly
care. It's
a real deal shit. Yeah. So that said, thank you. So with that said, separate ourselves from the day-to-day bullshit. And a lot of it may not be bullshit, but more often than not, in my connections and dealings with the world, a lot of it is bullshit. But also ties into this tonight's topic is healing the wounds of the past. And again, I don't want to dive too much in this topic just yet, but we're getting to that point. You know, it's important to notify that and to be aware of that.
Right, because you can't heal something that you don't realize needs healing.
Or understand.
Yeah, I mean, you might think that there's a problem, or you might know, like, oh, something's broken, something's wrong, but until you've, I guess, I don't know, triaged it and figured out what it actually is.
Exactly.
You might be fixing, you know, your back might be hurting because, or your neck might be hurting because it's your back. But if all you're focusing on is your neck and not your back, well,
you're only part of the problem.
Right. Yeah. It's like putting my mom used to say, it's like putting a Band-Aid over a jugular wound. Like,
yeah,
it'll stop it for a moment, but ultimately,
yeah, you're not,
there's bigger problems at hand, you know?
But it's also a very good point you mentioned too, is, you know, you may be facing something very daunting and very challenging, you can offer a quick fix, whether it be a substance that's approved by society or a substance that's more needs more attention and more focus on.
Mm-hmm.
But all the same, though, you can experience those substances the best that you can and have a great experience. But kind of ties into, if you don't mind mentioning, Fire of the Mountain.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we came in there with our adversities, our struggles. We are hanging from our own trees and learning our lessons and seeking what's laid before us. Now, those lessons, those points, those things to remember and to apply are given to us and us alone. It's our duty, our job to carry that energy afterwards. It's cool. It's wonderful having that experience during that time. Absolutely. And that can carry us very far. We're also doing ourselves an injustice and forgetting it. It's just like karate, for example.
Yeah.
you could practice karate, you could be a black belt, get to that point, but then you stop practicing, and then all of a sudden, you're not quite what you used to be. You haven't applied those lessons you learned leading up to that point. It's something you need to, it's a daily practice.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to make it a weekly. Yeah, exactly. It's a lifestyle. So sometimes we catch ourselves being into what originally started as a daily practice and then a weekly practice and then a monthly practice. And then, like myself, for example, I put myself in that position. I'm like, man, I'm out of touch. Instead of being too lost in that thought, it's just like anything we're talking about is seizing any misgivings or any misunderstanding or hardship to be like, all right, this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
This is something for me like, oh, well, wait a second, Patrick, hold up, time out, time out. You had this amazing experience at Red Rocks, or you had this amazing experience at Chesterfield Ritual, or you had this amazing experience at Fire on the Mountain. You have these tools, you have these energies, you have these capabilities. Mm. Utilize it. And that can be said for a lot of us. It's just our duty to do so, to acknowledge those things.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think a lot of us get caught up in the romance of the moment because it's new, it's fresh, it's, oh, wow, you know, and we can't help but to put everything we've got of ourselves into the moment. And then when we leave the moment and we return to our day-to-day bullshit, the grind, whatever.
Exactly.
How easy is it for us to separate ourselves from that moment because we saw it only as a moment instead of as a lesson for the process, for a continuation of our life. It's like, don't just do that thing in that moment and it be done forever. Like, carry what you learned in that moment, the experience, the lessons, everything forward with you. Because if it benefited you in the moment so profoundly that you were that ecstatic about it, how could it not then improve and benefit you for the long term going forward in whatever it is that you do, you know?
And sometimes what it takes, though, is to get lost in set moment, in set circumstance.
Sure.
Like, oh, man. Oh, shit. Whoops. Yeah. Got a little off the trail there. But again.
Yeah, sometimes you got to lose. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you have to lose yourself on the trail before you find the trail, obviously. I mean, if you're just going through the motions and you're like trucking along kind of I'll use an example, right? Because this past weekend I took off on a solo journey of sorts. I alluded to this in the intro before you came on. Reason why I wasn't like responding to emails and talking to people and this and that. And you know, it's a trail, 5.5 mile long trail to get to where I needed to go, and then same thing to get back out. And you know, new land, new territory, new space. And yeah, sure, the trails may be marked, but if you're not paying attention and if all you're doing is just kind of cruising along on autopilot, you might find yourself off trail. And then what do you got to do? Well, it's time to get myself back on track here. Otherwise I could be just going off into wherever, you know. And that's okay to do, you know, if you're talking like metaphysically or not literally on a trail, but like we find ourselves kind of straying off a bit off the beaten path. It's okay to go exploring. It's okay to see what's out there, but don't forget your way back home. Like, don't forget the path that you are on. Because if all you're doing is just going all kamikaze, like,
yeah,
no direction.
Blind, you know, just blindside, just like, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, then what are we doing?
But also, this topic too is where you came from. You might have come from a very fucked up situation. Now, with myself, it's kind of funny to say this too. I'm not making this too about myself, but also respectfully so is being born where I am. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, being born the way I am. It's hard because I try my best to not let it define me, but also at the same time, I don't know, I feel like there's my inner spirit, my inner self that's like, well, yeah, don't let it define myself, but also I am myself. I am my experience. I am my upbringing. Mm-hmm. I am my greatest strengths and my horrible weaknesses. It's just something that you have to appreciate for better or for worse. And hopefully, if this is your worst of times when you were brought up, you stand beside yourself. Like, you know what? I got past that shit. I got past that. And the remarkable man, one whatever title you choose to carry, you're a better person because of that. And that's the thing, though. Even if you are a better person today.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tomorrow gives you a new focus, a new chance, and also a new opportunity, a new challenge.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great point that you make, right? Because I think a lot of folks might find some they might find themselves relating to your situation because they too may have something that they didn't do to themselves, right? They were born a certain way. They were like that was the card that was dealt to them. So it wasn't anything that they consciously did. And over the years, over life, you know, because of misinformed people or whatever, right? It gets looked at as a wound, right?
A handicap,
right?
Yeah.
You can't do this because of that. You know what I'm saying? And man, like, it's one of the reasons why I think we are how, like, we've connected the way we've connected is I've seen you get past that quote unquote stigma. And you've kind of breached the gap in a way. You've closed the gap. You know, you've breached the stereotype. You go, well, so what if this is how I look or this is what I've got? Look what I can do despite it. You know what I mean? You've met the thing that you've been given and you've been like, well, it's not going to prevent me from partaking in firing. It's not going to prevent me from doing the things with my brothers that, you know, we're all charged to do. You know what I'm saying? Like you take care of yourself to that point of realizing like what your boundaries are and we all, you know, it's respected, but at the same time, you're also not like using the situation as like a cop out as to why I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's strength. I think, you know, like to know your boundaries, respect boundaries, but also to not use something as a reason why I can't. Well, what is a reason how can I figure this out? You know what I mean? And digging deep and getting close to that primal energy. You said, mentioned before, you know, Mother Yurt, right? The land connectivity, this primal energy that has always been here, that we are a part of, that we draw from, we come from it. This is not just, we're not just flies on a wall. I mean, you look at our
DNA.
We
are of it.
We are it. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not something like, you know, the sun or the moon. This is our substance.
Yeah.
This is our very being. And, you know, this is also something to be worthy of mentioning too, is we lose that connection. And that's why I'm very happy that you and I and many others, we take time as often as we can to get out into nature, our territory, our home originally. And that kind of ties into, you know, the title tonight, chose my name as Patrick the Deer Whisperer. You know, it wasn't until, you know, again, I hope I'm not going too off topic, but, you know, basically just, you know, the deer. Like when I've been going to this spot, a lot of my friends know who are watching this. I call it Deer Valley now, but it's also Rabbit Run Park. So I've been visiting this place for over 10 years easily, but it wasn't until recently, like very recently, like 2021, 2022, that actually really started to fully understand and appreciate what this place had to offer. It's not just a place to hike or walk around. Anytime I go there, it's with a sense of purpose, a mission, I guess, to even as simple as just, I just got off work. I just deal with so much right now. I need to escape. Not even escape this, but I need to take a break.
Yeah.
Because truly, you really can't escape anything that you're dealing with. You can take a break.
Yeah.
And that's respected. But ultimately, you have to face that problem. You have to face that struggle. And all we can do in the meantime, and leading up to that moment, is to prepare ourselves, be mindful and aware and where we're at. Like you have your special river, you have your sacred places. I have my sacred places, my pine spot, for example. It got damaged not too long ago. And I shared with you that very day. I'm like, oh man, look at this bullshit. And then, but I told you that very day, I'm like, yeah, man, I'm not that pissed off. Because I saw that, again, this is kind of a thing that's reoccurring in my life right now, is like seizing hardships as an opportunity. And in doing so, when I capture those moments, and not all the time, there are times, even now, where I'm faced with something messed up. I'm like, oh, I get carried away in the moment. But also,
sure,
when you have the time to appreciate as it, your struggle is an opportunity, it's so, so beneficial. You know, like there's one night, another example is my dad was upset about something, and I could have been carried away by that, but I'm like, no, my dad is a man. He's a human being. He has things he's dealing with at the moment. He's taking courage. He's taking time out of his day to express his concerns. Now, while it's so easy to get carried away in that moment, I was very proud of myself to be like, all right, well, I'm upset, but I'm not mad. He's a human being just like everybody else. We're all feeling the feelings that we're feeling. To seize an opportunity like that, it's remarkable. It's so beneficial just to be, oh man. So when you, afterwards, I'm like, man, I feel fucking fantastic. It's crazy to say that after a messed up time. I'm like, man, he's right. He raised some very good points. I need to work on this. I need to do this or that or the other, you know, but it's just, again, it all lies in opportunities and seizing them when we can. It's not going to be all the time though. It can't be.
Yeah, no,
sometimes
I think that
we need their asses kicked.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like I think that part of the process of healing sometimes involves ripping the Band-Aid off, which sucks in the moment, you know, or just digging into that wound and ripping out the infection through force. Like there, like you say, it's not every time, it's not for all circumstances, but there are times when it's like, all right, it's time to face the nitty-gritty, ugly parts of things in order to get the healing that's needed. And that can happen through such animistic practices as, you know, drumming, as plant medicine, as just being present in nature and, you know, being receptive to what's alive, who is alive around us. Not just like we mentioned before, not just being a part of it, but being it, being, you know, we're not just here observing, we're part being participation, you know, participatory, and finding our place there. You know what I mean? Like we don't belong everywhere. We don't, not everything is going to be a profound moment. Just because we're in a moment doesn't mean we belong in the moment, but
And while it's okay to
purpose, then we know the direction that we're going to be leading in, you know?
And while it's okay to sometimes take the position of just spectating, seeing things where they are and not getting involved, that's fine. That's well and good.
Right.
I do that a lot of times, but sometimes you have to put yourself in that spot. Like, all right, well, this is going to be uncomfortable. Just like the cold plunges that we did.
Yeah,
the first I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is terrible. But then shortly after that, I always miss you afterwards. I'm like, Jesse, dude, that was amazing. That was badass. I feel happy. I feel uplifted. I feel energized. Like, it served a purpose. And that's like the mentality we need to carry as often as we can, provided such we seek the opportunities and understand those situations. It's like, all right, well, that was fucked up. But here we are, making the best of it.
We didn't die.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, we didn't die. It sucks in the moment. Sure, it's uncomfortable, right? But isn't that so much of what healing is about, right? It sucks. It sucks sometimes. Well, I guess it's going to suck then. Buckle up then. Because, I mean, do you want to be healed or not? Do you want to get better or not? Do you want to
pay the price?
Right. Do you want it to stop, the feelings that you're feeling, the things that you're going through? Do you want it to be over, or at the very least, do you want it? Maybe it's not going to be over, but do you at least want to have the capabilities of managing it better than what you have up to this point? Because I mean, I don't want us to like sit over here and be like, oh, as long as you're like connecting to nature and doing animistic stuff, then all your wounds and all your past traumas are going to be, they're going to go away. Like, no, that's not what we're talking about.
Nope.
But what part of healing is therapy. You know what I mean? It's going through things to get better at dealing with the problem at hand. Right.
And a lot of it has to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it's only in those set variable a couple of times that afterwards when we come to appreciate that, we're like, oh, wow, feeling good. It's just 100 times better. I'm like, wow. I just like after a hard day's work or, you know, just after a hard hike you didn't want to make and you didn't anyways or anything simple as that. That's a really great example, you know, just putting yourself in that hardship and then being like, man, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I took the time out to do so.
Yeah, and what happens when, you know, the bad days come or the rough times happen and we've done, I keep saying you, I don't mean like you directly.
No, I know, but they understand that, yeah.
Yeah, like the generalized you or whatever, right? What happens when all of the things that we've done, you know, okay, so we've had some bad days and then one of the ways that we go and deal with that, or maybe we're having something that triggers a past trauma or a wound gets aggravated from the past, right? One of the ways that we deal with it is to, like you say, you know, go out to nature. Well, what happens if the thing that caused the wound gets triggered and it comes back up and we don't have the capabilities of right then and there running away, going out into nature and experiencing that? What do we do in those cases? You know?
Find the courage and the opportunity.
Right, okay. Which happens from what? You know, it happens from all the other times that we've been able to do it. We've gone out there, we've experienced these things, and we've been nurtured, and we've been given the medicine that we need. And then, so that way when it happens again, yeah, sure, it sucks, but it doesn't hurt so bad anymore.
No.
It doesn't, like, I'm going through it, but I'm also going through it with the tools and with everything, with the medicine that I need to be able to overcome this or get through this flare-up or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? Like, sure, it doesn't go away 100%, but when those aggravations come back up, those flare-ups come back, we've been equipped to manage it in a much healthier way.
Instead of going for that.
Substances and going to other things that can ultimately destroy us, right? I just think that that's an important aspect of it too, is, you know, because, you know, I'm sure we're going to have some folks listening and watching to this who are not in an area that they feel is like nature is so accessible, right? It's great to hear people talk about, oh, I can go to these pine trees, or Jessica can go to the river or the mountains or the creeks, or the ocean, or any of these other sort of like wild nature-esque, you know, places.
Sacred space is what you make of it.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as like a mini altar you have in your room, your closet, or whatever space you have available. You make that space your own.
Yeah. That piece of nature, right? It may not be as, you may not be living in the mountains or by a river or whatever. And so, you know, you might hear some of what like Patrick and I are talking about and go, well, damn, you know, I'm an hour away from anything remotely resembling that. I can't just get in my car when I'm feeling shitty and, you know, do that. Well, what can you do, right? Can you bring nature to your home? Can you have an herb garden? Can you have peace lilies, an orchid, things that don't take a whole lot of maintenance to keep up, but it's still a part of nature. It's that connection to nature that you can be a part of, right? Tending or to the plant or the garden.
Or even plan a special day. Do you have off work? Like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm off Tuesday this week. I'm going to set aside all plans I have to compensate, but also give yourself the opportunity to catch up.
Yeah.
The ways that you need to catch up.
That's a good point.
And find yourself. It doesn't have to be a weekly thing if you don't have the accommodations to do so, but the very fact you're making an effort to do so says something about you. Again, if you don't have that sacred space as often as you want, either this is like once a month or once, hopefully not once a year, because that sounds very debilitating, but it's just, right. I'm just saying, just not a race, not a test. You see me go to my pine spot. So for example, all you who are watching, my pine spot, it takes me about 25 minutes to get there from my house. And over time, it becomes more like 15 minutes, but ultimately it's 25, but it feels like 15. But some days it feels like 40 minutes, like traffic. What the hell is going on? But just all the same, though. Other places, too, I'd like to visit, like tomorrow I want to go to, is a place that takes like 40 minutes to go to. It kind of ties into your energy at the moment. Sometimes you have to put yourself in that situation, like, hey, I got time off today, but I'm just not feeling it right now. Go against that grain. Go against that thought, because I assure you, more often than not, you feel like you don't want to do it. Afterwards, you're like, wow. Patrick or Jesse was right, or my inner self was right. You know, whatever inspiration you're gathering, the energy to do so. Like, wow, I'm glad I fucking did that. Trust me, it's worth the effort. It's worth the time to do so. But again, we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all have plans that go according to our desire, but you know, make the best of it. Do what you can.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, you got to be flexible. And I think if you're of a mind, and you know that it's good for you, you know that what the effort that you put into it is going to benefit you, then you're not going to make excuses to not do it, right? I mean, it's like, well, if I know it's going to be good for me to, you know, not drink so much because it's a detriment to my health, or I'm just using that as an example or whatever, right?
Of course, yeah.
Then it would be stupid if you did the opposite of that, right?
Right.
So, sure, it may take some practice. It may take some work to get into that habit of, well, I need to cut back or I need to stop or whatever, right? But at least take the step. Right. Start with small steps. Right. OK, well, if I can only get out here once a week or once every 2 weeks, hey, at least that's more than what I was doing before.
Exactly.
And then that sets a tone for yourself, I think, as well, because then you're going to have gone and done this thing with the purpose in mind to be expecting something to be healed of an issue or to experience a thing. And if you go into it with purpose, then you're bound to have results.
And I also mean, really important to mention, though, progress is not a race.
Yeah.
It's on your own terms.
Right.
You can only be the judge in that regard. It's unfair to compare. You know, like, I have plenty of people in my life who are doing wonderful in what they're doing. And in my past, I was very bitter about them. Oh, this person married. Oh, this person has kids. Fuck that shit. Your life, your terms, your conditions, you decide what's going to come of that. No one else. Your hardships, be they what they are, we are responsible on how we react and decide to go from there. But again, sometimes I hate saying those words because I'm like, well, Patrick, practice what you preach, you know, but at the same time, my own progress when I can and how I can.
Yeah, but you know the business, right? Like, you know the deal, right? You know,
exactly.
It's fine to say it, but you're also living it. Who cares if you're not on 100% 100% of the time? Nobody is. You know what I mean?
Not every day is going to be 100%. Not every day will be 100%.
Yeah.
Like, it's important to note that too, because when you're trying to make progress, it's important to bear that mentality. I'm like, okay, I'm not living Jesse's life. I'm not living my dad's life. I'm not living my mom's life. I am living
Patrick's life.
My life. Exactly. Yeah. Take a breath every now and then. Like, okay, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Relax. It's the moment for a reason. Just go with the flow. Same with the flow. I'm going to take a break here in a couple seconds to, you know, do my thing. But,
we'll go ahead and we'll take a quick break. I'll put something up here for the listeners and the viewers to just kind of be aware of. But yeah, just listen, listen to what is already in you, right? Be sensitive to that and realize, like, hey, this is coming to you for a reason. But more on that when we come back with Patrick Walsh, and we'll be right back here after this short break. We'll see you guys soon.
me. I'm sorry.
Wow. Well, hello there.
Well, hello again. How you doing?
Fancy meeting you here.
I know, right?
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for the quick break there.
Much needed.
But yeah, man. I don't know. Like, one of the things that, like, my trip over the weekend taught me was I hit a moment of discovery where the past has happened, you know. A lot of times we get flashbacks of things that have happened, and we try to stick to the past a lot. We try to be focused a lot on the past, and we lose sight of what's happening right in front of us that we are a part of in the moment. And one of the things that was like a realization for me was you can see the past, right? Those memories, those visions, those things are going to be very vivid because they've happened. The present is happening. We are shaping it. It's occurring right in front of us. So those visions, those realizations of things are going to be a little bit not as clear. They're going to be a little bit cloudy. Like, you can see sort of what's going on, but until you clear the muck away and do the thing about what's happening in the moment, right, it's not quite so clear. And then the future, what is going to happen, is like so cloudy, you barely make out the shapes. Why is that, right? Why is that? Well, it's because it hasn't happened yet. The thing that's going to become the future hasn't molded into itself yet. Like, we haven't reached that point. So that was one of the things that I learned over this past weekend was how powerful we really are to shape our own path and to shape weird. We are shapers of weird. You know, things are happening because we're doing it. I mean, other things happen outside of our involvement, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our wounds, right, that have happened already. We can see it. Well, what are we doing now in the moment to fix, to heal? And I use fix in the terms of, like, again, I'm not trying to say that, well, once you do A, B, and C, all of a sudden it's gone. I do think that there is an interesting perspective to take on it, though, is that, you know, once something is healed, because a lot of us have a lot of different things that we're dealing with, you know what I mean? But once something is healed, then we're not going to continue treating the problem as though it needs to be healed. Like, for example, a broken arm only needs to be kept in a cast for the time that it's needed to heal. Then once it's healed, it comes out of the cast and you go on with life. Yeah, sure, there might be things about the limb or whatever that don't work quite as good because of that injury. But you're not going to continue wearing a cast indefinitely because of a broken limb.
No.
So that's what I'm trying to say, is like, there are things about wounds that once you dress it, once you tackle the issue, once you finish the work, then it's just a maintenance thing at that point. You know, you're not having to go in and do the hard stuff
and start over again.
Yeah, start over again. Other things are a little bit more intricate. You know, my dad, he had broken his back years and years ago. And that's a thing that doesn't really truly go away. I mean, there's weather, there's all kinds of things that cause issues, right? Especially if you're not taking care of yourself in the best way possible. But it's not like you can just be done with a spinal injury by, you know, one and done. It's an ongoing therapeutic process of healing. So it isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, but no, I think in the context of what we're saying, you know, you and I can speak very specifically about the way that animistic practices and connecting to the land have helped us heal from things in the past. You know, absolutely. You've got your spot in the woods with the deer, which, by the way, when I was on the trail, I got to just say, like, I was dog tired coming back, leaving today. Cause when I went out there, I was fresh. You know what I'm saying? I had a good night's sleep in front of me. And sure, it was like a 5.5 mile walk with 40 pounds on my back. But when I got to my campsite, I'm like, yeah, I'm tired, but I'm good. Well, this morning, the time of recording, like it was a Sunday when I went out there and Monday when I came back. Monday morning when I went back, I'm like, I still feel tired. I still feel sore from the walk in. And now I got to walk back out. So the walk out was way tougher on me physically than it was going in. And on my way out, I'm like, I'm having to stop a few different times and just sit, catch my breath, you know. And a couple of times, I remember this one point, I stopped and I looked and I'm sitting there and just kind of catching my breath. And right in front of me up in the wood line is a doe. And she's just walking down through. You know? And I thought of you because I'm like, if that was Patrick here, he'd be like, he'd be having a time.
Keep going, man.
You know? And I had my own animistic experiences on the way out and while I was there. You know, I'm walking out. The Percy Priest Lake is right. Basically, the way the trail goes is you're walking the edge of the lake to the campsite. So you're constantly near water to some degree. And like at one point, I had stopped and taken a picture because it was like a picturesque scene. Like there was the water, the trees, like I'm in the woods. It was beautiful. And I stopped to take a picture. And then all of a sudden just across the water, here comes a heron. And I caught it on camera. Like granted it's water. They're always flying around, but I'm like, the timing of it was too perfect. Like I couldn't have planned it unless I had a tripod and a camera and I was sitting there waiting to capture it. This was just an impromptu moment. Right place, right time sort of thing. And then, so that was a neat experience, right? The animistic side of the healing was being and feeling connected to the animal spirit, the spirit that lives in the animals of the wild, getting a chance to experience that moment with them. And then when I get to my campsite, it was like all night long, I could hear this, you know, wah, wah, just they're all croaking around me. And I'm like, yes, sing me your song. You know what I mean? And I heard owls and all kinds of wildlife that are active in the night. But then when I came back and I see the deer, I was like, that made me think of you, you know?
I'm very honored to be associated with deer, but also something I'd like to share with you too is a few days ago, I had a really rough day. I won't go into details, but it's just a rough time, just like any other. And I went to my park. And at the whole time, like, man, I'm just not feeling it. Sorry, I might get a little emotional here, but I just felt overwhelmed. It's just sad. And then I saw my deer and they're all their glory, just looking at me like, hey, what the hell are you worried about, dude? Life is life. You're going to do what you're going to do. And then shortly after that, I was walking further down the path and I saw a hawk resting on a tree branch. I'm like, hawk, a deer. Mm. I firmly believe there is no such thing as coincidence. Everything will present itself to you in due time. Now it can be very frustrating at times. Do you want that? You want the inspiration and desire to do better. And it'll come to you when it's meant to come to you. Mm-hmm. It's okay to feel fucked up. It's okay to feel sad, angry. Just don't be drowning in a sea of those feelings. No, you're not drowning at all. You're not gasping for air. You're in that moment.
Yeah.
Your head will rise above the water. The sun will rise again. The moon will rise again. The stars will shine again. They'll always be there. As well as yourself until our last final breath, obviously, but ultimately in the experience we face every day, it's okay to have those moments of doubt, uncertainty, confidence, love, and everything in that spectrum. It's okay to feel that way, and that's something fear has always shown me. And at the same time, you know, ultimately I will face that truth, as they are animals, true and true. But at the same time, I feel like in my heart and my soul that they have something to offer to me. And I'm very happy and very grateful to be reciprocate and open to that experience, just as you are with the heron. It's just the something that's like, hey, a totem, a reminder of like, hey, you're not alone. You have a great spirit. You have a great heart. You have a great personality. Keep it going. Keep it growing. Be who you are.
Yeah, I think that's a good reminder. You know, like, yes, they are animals, and yes, they do animal things. And just because we may be in the moment there to experience it with them doesn't, you know, it doesn't
hide
always
the fact
mean,
that they're animals.
Yeah, like it isn't. It's like, oh, they're here for me. I mean,
no,
like,
they're not. They're not
exactly. But
they
but,
play a role. They definitely it, play a role.
Right, and you're again right time, right place. You know, we're in that moment with them. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the river and don't see a heron. You know what I mean? And at one point, I had become really discouraged because of that. Because I'm like, why am I not seeing? Why are they not making themselves manifest to me? This animal spirit that I feel so connected to from other experiences in the past, why now all of a sudden are they not there? And I, you know, part of me, you know, I start like overanalyzing it, you know, and I go, is it something I'm doing? Am I drawing away? Am I disconnecting myself from that? And I'm like, I reached the point to realize that it ain't about that. Like, you feeling a connection to the deer, or me feeling a connection to a heron, or any other person, that animistic side of us that we choose to explore, those are just, you know, those are external moments that I think kind of validate what's in us, what we're already a part of. It's like, just because we don't see it doesn't mean that it's not there. Just because we don't, you know, experience that connection in the moment doesn't mean that we're not perpetually a part of the picture, that we're not always that thing. It's just that we're not experiencing it in the way that we as humans so gravely crave and desire. Like, we want that validation, we want that confirmation. If I see it, then it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Not like, always the case.
Yeah, exactly.
And that kind of goes into something you covered recently, is like having a tribe, like a tribe of people who live near you. As you know, as well as many of my friends, my family even know, is a lot of my friends, like 90% of my friends, like you, my brother, live 5 hours away from me.
Yeah.
Just because I can't see you, Jesse, doesn't mean you're not fucking there. It's the experience of far the mountain. Just because that has passed and that time has passed too, doesn't mean that moment, that fire in my mountain doesn't burn.
Yeah.
You know, that flame is still there. That desire, that connection is still there. And a lot of you who are solo practitioners like myself, don't be discouraged. Just because you don't have people who live near and close to you doesn't mean your connection is any less valid. You practice what you're practicing. You make the best of what you got. And this is very important to note of and to remind yourself as often as you can. Don't be discouraged by being alone, but don't be discouraged also by seeking out and making something for your own, like Jesse has with his tribe.
Yes, it's all part of the work, you know. You know, things just don't land in our laps. If you want it, make it happen. Go looking for it. Do the work. Be active, right? Just do it. Be alive in it. Okay, you know, I've talked before too about like what do you believe in? Well, if you believe in something, to me, to believe means to be alive. So if I'm going to believe in something, then I'm going to be alive in it. It's not going to be a casual, I'll do it every so often. Like, I'm going to find a way to live it. It's going to be my lifestyle.
I love that.
You know
I
what I mean?
I fucking love that. I really love that. Be live. Be alive. Be and live.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well said, my brother. Well said. Yeah.
And I would encourage everybody and anybody that is looking for that is, well, if you are about it, then be about it, right? Live it. And it's, you know, it's not to try to prove anything. It's not to try to, you know,
not contest.
Unless it's to yourself, like, hey, I can do this. Like, I mean, because granted, I, you know, so much of what this past weekend's trip for me about was to prove to myself that I could do this, despite what others may have said. You know, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. That's not smart. Well, I'm going to do the best that I can. I'm going to take all the precautions that I can, but I'm not going to prevent myself from doing what I know I need to do just because you think I shouldn't or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, and there's a fine line to that, because sometimes people want to do things that are just downright stupid and they shouldn't. However,
recklessness. Yeah.
Yeah. To be reckless. Right. However, if you're of a sound mind and you've got a plan and a purpose behind it, it may sound crazy. It may sound off the charts, kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but that's somebody's opinion, man. Like, it's like the dude, you know, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man. And that's fine, but I need to do this, right? They need to do this. And you're going to come out of the end of it. Like, you're going to come out from that moment where people are like, what is wrong with you? Well, when you come back from that experience, be like, I don't know, man. What is wrong with me?
Better yet,
I don't think there's anything wrong with me. What's right
with you? What is right with you, motherfucker? You tell me what's right with you. You tell me what you've done to earn your bread. What have you done to earn your badge of honor? What have you done to be the man that you are, the woman that you are? What have you done?
Yeah. Well, you're sitting here pointing fingers about what you don't think I should do. Well, how about you turn that finger around and go, well, what should I be doing? It's like, I'm not doing this to prove a point. I'm doing it to prove to myself that I can do it. And if in the process that helps somebody else become inspired to pull up their own, but you know, buckle up themselves and do something, then hell yeah, I'm glad I did it, because that inspired somebody else to get up off their ass and stop pointing fingers at somebody else and turn around and do something of worth for themselves and show others in their life what they can do. Because it can only go up from there, right? You show somebody Absolutely. Else your worth, those people that love you, those people that mean something to you, they're gonna be behind you, right?
Hell
yeah, look good for you, man. I, you know, and guess what? Like, you inspired me to want to do something, right? And to dig up some of these issues that I've had, problems with, right? Go into the healing aspect, and wow, you're, you know, like, you inspired me to do it. I've been there, right? A lot of what I've come to learn and practice and navigate towards, you know, I didn't just wake up one day and be like, I'm going to do that. It was because I saw other people doing things of an inspiring nature that inspired me to want to explore what they're getting out of it, right? What can I get out of it myself? It's not to try to be like them. It's not a competition, like you said before, but man,
it's to embody them.
Yeah, I want to feel that too. I want to experience something like that too. And if that's what it takes, if I can go through something like that, an ordeal or whatever, and come out victorious on the other end, then why wouldn't I? Like, so what if it sucks in the moment, right? I still feel like, I told you earlier, I still feel like a train ran over me. I feel like physical dog shit because I carried 45 pounds of weight, you know, 10 miles plus over the last 24 hours. But guess what? In a couple of days, I'll be over it. I'll be physically fine in a couple of days. I won't be hurt, sore anymore.
No, not at all.
But I've got mentally, all the...
spiritually, you're just...
Exactly. You're everything that experience taught me with me forever now. That's what's going to stick. That's what I'm going to carry with me.
And that's also a very point to mention, as my brother mentioned to all you for watching, is, you know, again, though what you may be dealing with is very messed up, challenging, and hard, stick to it. Keep fighting. Do what you do. You know, just don't give up.
Yeah. Keep on, man. Keep on keeping on. You know? But I think that's about good, man. I think we got a good episode in. What do you think?
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm glad we got a chance to get you on here to talk about it and go over some of our own personal experiences and share our own, you know, moments of of doubt, of victory, of just
and appreciation.
Yeah, yeah, all of it, man. You got a way of explaining things that I think a lot of people can relate to, and I appreciate you being willing to do that.
I appreciate you saying that. That means the world to me. It's one thing thinking these things, but to hear from the outside source, and that comes back to, you know, seeking approval. While it's nice to have people like you or anyone else in my life to say these things, that's something I'm also learning too, as well, to see that before anyone else. Like, hey, you know, myself, Patrick,
yeah.
you dealt with, you know, recovered from heroin. You deal with depression every day. I'm like, you know, I want to see that glory before anyone else. And I feel like that's a noble and great goal for all of us to have. See your work before anyone else and shine bright and shine true.
Yeah. And do it if the validation comes or not. You know what I mean? Like, so what if somebody doesn't pat you on the back or give you that validation, right? At least you've done it and you know you've done it. We know we've done it, right?
Absolutely.
I don't need the validation from others. And people can still think what they want to think. It's, you know, they're entitled
to that.
People
are people. People are people. That's all there is to it.
Crazy for it. If I'm, you know, turning 40 this year and this is my midlife crisis, quote unquote, well, then I guess it is.
Yeah. You know? All right. Shoot bets.
So, but I do appreciate you coming on here and rapping with me for the last bit. And I hope everybody that's, you know, watch this on Patreon or listen to this on any of the audio platforms, enjoyed it as well. And if you did, you know, do the thing that whatever it is that you're watching or listening this on, you know, heart react, thumbs up, add it to your downloads. I don't know. Engage with it in any way that you can. Share it around. That always helps as well. I know we'll be sharing this in your group there, Patrick, amongst other places in the High Lung group. So speaking of which, you got High Lung coming up too. So the healing means, right? The healing continues.
Lives on. It lives, on. Lives on every day. This is our spirits and our will to do better by ourselves, our community, and our friends and our family.
100%. Well, all you folks that are watching and listening, check out the show notes in the description area. Patrick's group will be linked down there as well. So if you're on Facebook and you want to connect with him and others, whether it's High Lung related or just, you know, a general awareness and support of mental and spiritual health. Yeah. Click on that link that's in the show notes and description. There's going to be a couple of questions that you'll need to answer before you get admitted. It's just protocol. So
it's
do that.
Necessary.
Yeah. It's all that necessary. Keep all the bots out and all that. Make the safe space safe. So thank you, Patrick, my good friend and my brother, for coming
pleasure.
On here. And thank you all for being here to listen and watch this episode of the Random Heathen Ramblings podcast. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up, share it around, tell your friends. And we do appreciate you being here, as always. So until we talk again, may the gods continue to notice you. And may your ancestors smile upon you. We'll see you in the next one.